Hello, and welcome to the latest Control Risks podcast. I'm Evan Kaplan, and I'm joined today by Allison Taylor. She's Control Risks Senior Managing Director for Corporate Investigations. Allison, tis the season for corruption reports. At least so it would seem from the last couple weeks. The OECD released a big anti-corruption report last week. The week before, Control Risks came out with a survey of global businesses and their views on corruption. And Transparency International announced its latest rankings for its annual Corruption Perceptions Index. Can you give me a rundown of what these reports say?
Sure, absolutely. It absolutely is the season and a lot of discussion on what this all means. I think the one that's probably got the most attention is the OECD report because the first of its kind to come out. It covers global enforcement. So this is very important. It's looking at enforcement of anti-corruption cases from 1999 to date. A few really striking things that come out of this really undermine two very common perceptions about corruption. The first being that it's really just an emerging market problem. So you will hear very often with corporate executives having discussions about, you know, it's just the way people do things in this country. Corruption is just in the culture. It's what's expected to happen. It's basically an environmental argument. And this report shows that I think it's around half of foreign bribery cases took place in highly developed or very highly developed markets. The second really striking finding is the involvement of either senior managers or the CEO in, I think, around half of cases. So this, again, undermines a very common argument that people use, which is sort of a rogue employee argument. So people will say, well, we have these checks and balances in place, but there was just one bad apple doing something crazy. It's about, you know, it's an argument about individual ethics. And what this shows, this OECD report shows, is that there are, in many cases, a lot of knowledge and implicit, at least, allowance of this corruption at the management level. So this rather undermines the case for, you know, looking at individual behavior and individual incentives and promotes the case for looking at the entire organizational system, the entire organizational culture, and the degree to which corruption was an aspect of that.
So the OECD says corruption is a global issue, and it's not just about one bad apple in your organization. What did Control Risks find when we interviewed businesses about their own views on corruption?
Well, the Control Risks survey was of 638 businesses internationally, and there what we see, and it kind of ties into the OECD's systemic aspects, is that companies understand that enforcement's growing, they see corruption as a problem, but there is a really striking lag in implementation of anti-corruption best practices. What we've seen over the last few years is an increasingly consistent view from regulators in the US and the UK and elsewhere on what constitutes an effective anti-corruption program. And it includes things like, obviously, third-party due diligence, and it includes various checks and balances, policies and procedures, and also, you know, making sure that compliance is a strategic business priority. But what we see in the survey is only 58% of companies, for example, are doing third-party due diligence. An even smaller proportion have an individual with board responsibility for corruption. And so there is an implicit sense of, I don't know if it's complacency, or really compliance teams feeling that what they're being expected to implement is either not practical or they don't have the resources to do so. And, you know, a gap between what the regulators are saying needs to be done very, very clearly and what's actually being done on the ground. And that is certainly mirrored by conversations that you can have very regularly with clients about how they're really struggling to implement these systems when they're very often still treated as a cost.
So what does the Transparency International Index add to the picture?
The Transparency International Index is a story of perceptions of corruption in the public sector. So it's actually a relatively narrow thing that they're looking at. It says that a huge number of countries, the vast majority of countries, have a huge corruption problem. One thing that's very notable in terms of individual countries is that China has dropped 20 points in the Corruption Perceptions Index this year, despite, you know, really going on an anti-corruption enforcement campaign. Another big dropper is Turkey. But I mean, globally, overall, we've got a fairly negative picture. And then countries that are in the top 10, countries like Denmark and Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, are increasingly becoming criticized because of their role in facilitating taking care of the illicit money flows, if you're with me.
Got it. Alison, what should companies be taking away from all this in the big picture between OECD, the Control Risk Survey, Transparency International? What's the lesson to be learned globally?
One thing that comes through from the Control Risk Survey is just this lag of implementing these kind of compliance procedures. But compliance procedures are really only part of the problem, and a kind of tick box process driven approach doesn't seem to really be doing much to tackle the problem. And the OECD report supports this by really showing that when there are corruption problems, they are very, very often, half the time, according to enforcement, with senior management knowledge and sign-off. So maybe we need to stop thinking about compliance teams, you know, very narrowly. We need to stop thinking about bad apples, and we need to start thinking about the more systemic aspects of corruption. So very often you see compliance treated as a sort of bolt-on, and the core business, the HR, the finance, the strategy, still continues as if corruption doesn't exist. And that puts compliance in really an impossible position. So time to take a more holistic, organization-wide look at corruption and start thinking about where the costs and benefits really sit.
I've been speaking with Alison Taylor. She's the Senior Managing Director for Corporate Investigations at Control Risks. Alison, thank you very much.